This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Our logic, or lack thereof, on how we're filling out our brackets today. That's coming up as well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. We're watching Dodger baseball against the Padres, and it is a slugfest here. The Padres are leading this, and we'll have an update on that. The big story, though, has to do with Shohei Ohtani and a scrapped ESPN story that created more questions than answers. Shohei Ohtani's longtime interpreter, Ippei Mizuhara, was fired yesterday. He's being accused of stealing at least $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani. ESPN had a story, and then it was scrapped. According to ESPN, the interpreter, Mizuhara, explained in a lengthy interview. They made him available for 90 minutes to Tisha Thompson. He had accumulated these gambling debts. Ohtani then made wire transfers to pay off a bookmaker who's now under federal investigation. Then a spokesman denied the comment shortly after that, and they said that Ohtani's been the victim of massive theft. After Ohtani agreed to pay the debts, the interpreter said on Tuesday, Ohtani logged into his own computer, sent wire transfers under Mizuhara's supervision in installments over several months last year. This according to ESPN. On Wednesday, Mizuhara changed his story, telling ESPN Ohtani didn't transfer the money, paying off his gambling debts, and he had no knowledge of them. ESPN would later verify two wire transfers of $500,000 each made by Ohtani. Both had loan in the description and were paid to a bookmaker, Matthew Boyer, who's now currently under federal investigation tied to an alleged illegal gambling operation. The LA Times did a great job investigating this, and now you don't have an interpreter. Can you ask Shohei Ohtani questions after the game in Seoul, South Korea, because his interpreter is not there? Wow. So many questions here. First of all, you make the interpreter available for 90 minutes. This is one of Ohtani's spokespeople who did. Now, you make him available to an investigative reporter. There's already enough fire here to burn down the building. And now you add maybe the most popular athlete in the world in Shohei Ohtani and gambling. Is it tied to his gambling debts? It's from his account. Was there theft? Did he loan the money? Feels like there's two different stories going on right now. And Ohtani is playing baseball right now in Seoul, South Korea. Oh, by the way, this is where I need Fritzy to get a hold of the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred. Paulie, why don't you just send an email, just so we do our due diligence here to talk to the commissioner, because there are a lot of rules and regulations here. There's a lot of that that could fall under the umbrella that Shohei Ohtani is under right now. Was he part of this? Were they his gambling debts? Was the interpreter trying to cover for him? Then it's a theft. Was it a theft? It's a loan. Two loans, $500,000 here. A lot of questions. Here's Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, before today's game.
Dave, can you tell us what Ipe told the team in the clubhouse last night?
You know what, Jack? I can't comment on it, man. On that, can't comment.
When was the decision made to have him address the team?
Anything with that, the meeting, can't comment. Sorry.
Were you surprised when you found out he was fired when that happened?
Again, can't say anything. Not going to comment, guys.
With Shohei, like, obviously, you know, this is a big thing in his life. Like, how has he handled it from what you can tell? Are you worried about it being a distraction with him? Just that part of it. What have you seen so far?
Shohei's ready. He's preparing in a hitter's meeting right now and ready to go for tonight's game.
If he didn't play, then it would have been a bigger story. The interpreter told ESPN on Tuesday that his bets were placed on international soccer, the NBA, the NFL, and college football. He followed up by saying he never bet on baseball. That's 100%. I knew that rule. We have a meeting about that in spring training. He is an employee of the Dodgers, so he is under the same rules and regulations as the players are, or management, or coaches are. Questions, questions, questions. Yeah, Paulie.
According to MLB betting rules, the interpreter, Mizuhara, would be allowed to bet on sports through legal draft websites like DraftKings and so forth.
He did place some bets through DraftKings,
which would be okay. You could bet on other sports if it's above board. But he was betting with an illegal bookmaker, allegedly betting with a legal bookmaking operation on all types of sports. There's no accusations of any betting on MLB.
And, you know, the illegal bookmaker there was under investigation, and LA Times probably had a paper trail here, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, Shohei Ohtani's name is attached to this. You know, I want to be careful, and I would caution people of speculation, but there are questions that come up here that it doesn't make sense, and that story changed really fast. And I think that's what I would, I mean, if I'm a reporter on this, man, I'm going deep. There's something here, and there's a disconnect, and this is your best friend, and he's covering your loans. Then he's not covering your loans, and then Ohtani's a victim here of theft, even though he sent it from his computer. Did the interpreter have access to his computer? We're talking, you know, at least $4.5 million. I don't know about you, but if $4.5 million is missing, I'd probably have a pretty good idea. Even if you're Ohtani, unless you decided to pay those gambling debts to help out your interpreter. Yeah, Paul.
24 hours ago, the interpreter Mizuhara was in the dugout with Ohtani joking around and doing his job.
Yeah.
And hours later, he was fired. A lot of people have a problem with the story of, you know, when Mizuhara talks to the media, he said, yeah, I bet on sports and Ohtani covered my debts. And then once the law firm for Ohtani got involved, they changed the whole thing, and the statement said, Ohtani has been the victim of theft. It's the exact opposite story.
Yeah, and then ESPN was looking for a statement and asking, did Mizuhara steal? Is it theft? And then the interpreter said that he could not comment. And then he said he can't tell you who told him not to comment. There's a lot of layers here. And if you're Major League Baseball, my initial thought was anybody but him. You know, Calvin Ridley gets, suspended for a year. Nobody's missing Calvin Ridley in the NFL. Now, if Patrick Mahomes got suspended, then we'd all care. This is not only a big story here, big star here. It's a worldwide star who just got a $700 million deal. Could he be suspended? If they look at the letter of the law, could he be suspended for a year or longer? Major League Baseball doesn't want this. Nobody wants this. But if it's front and center, And now all of a sudden you got somebody on record and then recanting their story, and it feels like there's, first of all, how do you make this guy available to ESPN for 90 minutes? Crazy. Did you think he was going to clear it up? Did you find out what his story was before he sat down with ESPN? How about some prep questions? Hey, what are you going to say to ESPN? Oh, I'm thinking of saying this. No. Don't say that. You would say, I'm guilty of theft. Not Shohei was covering my debts. Now he's involved in this, and there's an illegal bookmaker involved in this who's under federal investigation. Yeah, Paul?
It has a feeling the past 12 hours, just with what we do, is that nobody wants this story to be true, and everyone wants this story to go away. I'm sure, you know, the league, no, they don't want Ohtani down. The Dodgers, everybody, the media. Oh, I looked at MLB's gambling rules. And again, Ohtani is not accused in any way of betting on baseball. If you bet on baseball and you're not fixing a game, you can be down for a year. If you bet on baseball and you're adjusting a game in any way, you're permanently ineligible. But there's some other language in the MLB betting rules. If any player, club official, et cetera, participates with illegal bookmakers, finances, operates, there's vague words, they could also be punished under the MLB rule. And this has a feeling that after what Ohtani's translator initially said, they may have said, like, this may open the door for that rule to be enacted.
Is there audio of this interpreter talking to ESPN? Is he on camera? Did they record it? I mean, we've asked for it. Paulie reached out to ESPN to say, you know, can we have the audio of this? I would love to hear how, and first of all, 90 minutes? I'd have like five questions for him. I don't need 90 minutes. You know, it's not 60 minutes where Mike Wallace is interrogating you. Yes, Eaton.
I mean, nobody does a 90-minute interview and just jots notes.
I would think that you would be recording this.
Yeah.
I would think so.
There isn't anything that's not recorded now.
That would make sense. Especially something like this, where you want to make sure somebody doesn't say, oh, you took something out of context. Now you get to hear context with this interpreter, and he lost his job. All right, poll question today, Seton. What are we going to go with?
Well, I'm not really sure how to do the Shohei story as a poll question without it being, I don't know.
And I don't want to slant the story. Yeah, I don't want to slant the story. I want to be fair to the story. It's just I have a lot of questions here. I give the reporter credit for firing questions at Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager. Like, he was hanging in there and then circled back, which is a trick of mine. Oh, you don't want to talk about this? Here's another question. Here's another question. Let me come back to that question. Let me ask it in a different way. And Dave wasn't, you know, he wasn't biting on any of that. All right, Seton.
Well, we could go with something a little more lighthearted, yet timely.
Okay.
Yet timely.
All right.
How do you pick your bracket? Research or other?
Okay. I want to talk.
Marvin, I was throwing other out there.
Marvin and Seton, I have to have them explain their logic or lack thereof coming up here in a little bit after the break, because I was fascinated by this. You know, I hate my bracket. When I'm filling it out, I get angry at it. It didn't do anything to me, but it's just you want to be correct. You want to at least have, because I follow it, and sometimes I think that's to my detriment when I'm filling out my bracket. And you do have, I'd like to know, can we find out through DraftKings or Paulie, your buddy in Vegas, how many bets are being placed on Long Beach State?
Oh, lovable Long Beach.
Yes. They're 20-point underdogs against Arizona. But their coach was fired before their conference tournament started, Dan Monson. And they won their conference tournament. So now here they are. And here is the head coach of Long Beach State.
It's like you guys see the Seinfeld when George Costanza was trying to get fired and couldn't lose his job and still going to work every day. And that's me. Is it an opening statement? Was that it? What do we got going?
Yeah. It feels like everybody's rooting for Long Beach State. They're 20-point underdogs against Arizona. But I'd love to find out, you know, there's that sympathy bet that you place. And it would certainly be with Long Beach State. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. You want to dial us up, say good morning to our radio affiliates. We're over 400 cities in America that carry this program. Those on Chat Row, Dan Nation, thank you. We'll take a break. We'll come back. The amazing logic of Seton and Marvin of how they filled out their brackets. Fascinating. Have that for you coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget,
you know
those
what? Forget
this. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Poll question, Seton. What are you thinking about, at least for the first hour here?
Yeah, I think for the first hour, we might go with how do you pick your bracket.
Okay.
Sort of a classic this time of year.
Okay.
It's a classic.
All right.
There always seem to be new strategies, though.
All right. Let me start with your logic on how you filled out your bracket, Seton.
I often do, and I did big time this year, I will imagine the final call in my head. And so, can I hear, like, and Utah State has shocked. Oh, yeah, I can hear that. Yeah. All right, they win. Other times, I can't hear it. And I'm just like, you know, I don't.
Well, give me a for instance, you can't hear what?
Like, down goes UConn, Northwestern is advancing.
Okay.
I don't hear it.
Okay. Right.
I don't hear it.
All right. Do you even know who your Final Four is?
Well, I filled my bracket out last night at about 10 o'clock, and this morning, P.A. Ray asked me, hey, who's your Final Four? And I had already completely forgotten who it was.
All right.
I do know that I have UConn winning.
Okay.
And I think Kansas is in there somewhere.
Ooh. Marvin, your logic and how you filled out your bracket.
You know what? I think the play-by-play guy for the underdog is like, all right, let me think of a good one. Like, okay, So if you're the play-by-play guy from Drake, you go, oh, started from the bottom, now we're here. Drake Beach, Washington State.
Oh, that's good.
You don't think about something like that.
I like that.
I'm always thinking about those guys that are like, all right, so, okay, Long Beach was a long shot. Now they, like that.
So you go play-by-play guy, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, Seton can hear it in his head. You're already just looking at what sounds the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Like, I could see the play-by-play guy, Jim Nance, would have been using, now, Ian Eagle is your main voice there. But, okay, all right, that's some good logic there, sound logic. See what I did with that sound logic. Paulie, do you have any kind of logic filling out your bracket?
Mine's not much better. We have Jay Billis on almost every year before the tournament, and I remember a couple teams that Jay may have mentioned. So I picked Colorado to win a few games. But then I don't remember if it was Colorado or Colorado State he mentioned. I know nothing about either except their colors of their uniforms. And I thought he mentioned something about loving Auburn, but I'm not sure. I just remember that word. So I just, if Jay Billis says a name of a team that I know nothing about, they get a couple extra spots.
I always start at the end and then work my way back, because you can call some upsets, but really you're going to win your tournament if you have the overall champion. You got to have that for the most part. I think Adam Sandler one year had three of the final four, but he didn't have the overall winner and didn't win the bracket challenge. We should be asking Seton's wife, who last year was in the one percentile, I think, yeah, of what she did with her brackets.
Yeah, she had the final four intact. She had it exactly right. She was like one of like two people in the whole world. There were news stations calling, what is your strategy? How did you do this? She's like, well, I lived in San Diego for a while, so I picked... like all these crazy things.
Not exactly sound logic either, but it was a geographical logic.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
She was saying, I lived here.
Well, I once worked for a radio station near this campus, so I did that.
Yeah, Paul.
But Seton's wife used no basketball logic.
Yes.
Guys like us, me, think, oh, I know a little bit of college basketball. I'm going to make my picks. I rarely do well.
Yeah.
And if you have a random weird picking process, it works.
Still fallout from people worried about the expansion here with March Madness. I get it. You can be upset, but I don't think it's going to stop anything. I do agree with Mike Krzyzewski. We have something good right now, something great. I'm hopeful that there's studies of, okay, if we, you know, maybe expand to 80, maybe we go to 96, whatever it is, do we know what it's going to be like then? How is that impacting college basketball? We always want more. Hey, you know, how about an 18th game for the NFL? Baseball, add more playoffs. You're going to have this in hockey, basketball, a play-in tournament. You want more fan bases involved longer in the season, and then maybe you get them into the postseason. I get it. It's about money, but I just worry, are we going to water it down? You know, the quality of it, does it mean anything? You know, that's when they show you on camera when you find out that you made March Madness. Like, they can't do that anymore. Nobody could be surprised if you go to 96. Not possible. It'd be like, you're 96th. Like, okay, we got in! But I do think there's going to be expansion. The question is, how much and when does it happen? But there's a lot of coaches. John Calipari was railing against this. Coach K did. Jim Boeheim had no problem. I think there are certain coaches who go, yeah, more bids, more opportunities for them to cash in, and harder to get fired when you make the tournament. Unless you're Dan Monson at Long Beach State, and he got fired before the tournament. Now, could he coach his way back into being kept on? Have they hired his successor? Like, I don't know how weird. I mean, it's weird. But could let's say Dan won, let's say he beat Arizona. Can he win his job back?
It's not like he gave 2 weeks notice and would have to leave mid-tournament.
Like, but does he want to keep his job there at Long Beach State? He says he still wants to coach. He's gotten more publicity by being fired than he did. You know, you have to couple in that he won the tournament. But if he won the tournament and he was just, you know, not on the verge of being fired, I don't think anybody, you know, this isn't a big story. I mean, it's a story because it's Long Beach State winning their conference. But now you have a guy who was fired prior to the tournament, and then they allowed him to coach which I found really interesting. That's where you go to an assistant coach. Hey, why don't you see if you can inspire them? And like Dan's like, yeah, I guess I'll coach, keep you on. And they're probably thinking, well, he's only going to be there for another game. And then it's another game. And then it's another game. And now here you are in the tournament. And they are big underdogs against Arizona. They're 20-point underdogs. I believe that's the biggest underdog from the first round. Some of the other ones, Oakland getting 14 against Kentucky. Morehead State 11.5 against Illinois. South Dakota State getting 15.5 against Iowa State.
Ah.
And Duquesne getting 9.5 versus BYU. Also, Akron getting 12 against Creighton. Those are some of the big margins there. Yes, Paul.
Going back to expansion, I read an article yesterday. Stuart Mandel for The Athletic, he writes about college basketball and college football for a long time. He said that this is the most collective opinion of the masses he's ever seen of nobody wants tournament expansion, sports writers, fans, et cetera, et cetera. And he says that they know this. They know that the public doesn't want it, and they'll probably do it anyway for money because they know they have us. But he said they're risking one thing. You have something in American sports that's special, that everyone loves, even non-sports fans, and you're risking making something special no longer special. You can never get that back again. He even said, he goes, I understand money. I understand that you're going to probably expand a little bit, but if you damage something that's special, it never comes back.
But I don't know how you damage it because you're going to have more buzzer beaters. You're going to have more close games. It'll be crazy. I mean, I'm not in favor of it, but, you know, I remember when it was 32 teams and when it went to 64, then to 68. And then I worried that, okay, at what point do we get to 100 schools? And people laughed when I said it years ago. Well, they're not laughing now because they're at least they've thrown it out there, 96 schools. And they did that. The NCAA leaked that on purpose just so they got an idea of how the fans and the coaches, players, would react to this. Well, they've seen the reaction. Now they're like, well, we can't do 96 now. Maybe we do 80. And then all of a sudden we'll go, well, okay, as long as it's not 96, then I'm fine with that. Just feels like that's their philosophy here. But it's going to happen. I don't know how it ruins it. You get more schools, first four. You have, you know, four different regions where you have, you know, the first four in, and then you let them play, and then all of a sudden the tournament begins. And then you sort of go back to normal. But I think that's what's going to happen. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, Dan, I'll tell you exactly how they're going to ruin it, and that's why I was calling, is if you think about it, the brackets are kind of the precursor to fantasy football. It was the first time you could play at home or play at the office, and they're going to ruin it. If you expand the number, you're expanding the work that the non-fan has to do. And I think, I'll tell you, here's a great poll question. If they expand it to 96, are you still filling out a bracket?
Hmm.
I think it's not going. I think if they expand it, the bracket pulls will go down, and what they're going to lose, the special thing that Polly was just talking about, is that play at home effect that really the NCAA tournament invented. So that's my thought.
All right. I mean, we could ask that as a poll question. If it goes to 96, are you going to fill out a bracket? By the way, Grambling rallied. They were down 14 points. They beat Montana State. Third time this season, they've overcome a double-digit deficit to pick up a win. And Colorado outscored Boise State 15-4 over the final 4.5 minutes to knock off the Broncos. Some phone calls here. Cody in Texas. Hi, Cody. Welcome back. What do you have for me?
Hey, Dan. Wanted to comment about the Ohtani situation. I mean, it stinks of just a cover-up, man. If Pete Rose had an interpreter years ago, Pete Rose would be in the Hall of Fame today.
Well, this is what bothers me. The changing of the story. That bothers me. Now, Pete knew what he was doing and still did it. And you can say, well, he was betting on his team. He was still manipulating his lineup. If you're betting, there was one pitcher that Pete said he didn't bet on. Hit one of his own pitchers. Okay, that's inside knowledge. And now all of a sudden you're fixing a game. But Pete was gambling on baseball. We all know that. I don't attach Shohei Ohtani to Pete Rose. Certainly not yet. There's a lot of information, a lot of detail on Pete and gambling. the one question that I never really got answered was, and I believe he did bet when he was a player. We certainly know we did when he was a manager. But I tried to get that out of Commissioner Seelig. I tried to get it publicly and privately. Like, was Pete betting as a player? And he didn't want to answer that question. And he said, look, it was Bart Giamatti and his investigation, and then, you know, Faye Vincent's involved in this. And I think he was trying to be fair to the situation, trying to be fair to Pete in that situation. But do I think he gambled as a player? I do. And he was gambling on baseball. These bets are not on baseball from what we know. But if Ohtani is financing this and paying to paying his debts, then all of a sudden we have a problem here. And did anybody else know about this? Did Ohtani tell anybody? Did he keep it secret? Did Ohtani place any bets? And how do you say he covered? He wrote checks that were loans to cover up $1 million. They have that on record. And then all of a sudden coming back and saying there was theft involved in this. Ohtani's, see, that's where the story changed. And when it changes, now all of a sudden we got a real story here. Homer in Rochester. Hey, Homer, what's on your mind?
This is probably the highlight of my life, talking to you, in addition to the 22 points I scored in a CYO game. But before I get into that, I wanted to mention, I'm old enough to remember when Willie Mays was suspended, I think for 30 days from baseball, for showing up at, I believe, the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas to shake hands at the entrance. And now we have the Ohtani situation, how far we've swung. And by the way, go Flyers.
All right. Well, thank you, Homer. Yeah, I don't know. Was it Willie Mays in Atlantic City? Because I think he and Mickey Mantle used to go there and be greeters. But I'm not sure. I remember the story, but I don't remember it, you know, with all the details. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle, both retired and not involved in baseball, were banned in 80 and 83, respectively, because they were hired by casinos in Atlantic City to be greeters and autograph signers.
Yeah.
And even though they weren't working in baseball, they got dinged.
Oh, we've come, you know, it's crazy where we are with gambling.
Mickey Mantle would have a DraftKings promotional deal right now.
Oh, they all would. Sure. But, I mean, the fact that we have a Super Bowl in Las Vegas, it's just all about all the money. And now, they didn't want the illegal bookies getting all this money. They're like, why are we sharing our product? They're making billions. Why don't we just make the billions? And that's the logic that they had. Yeah, Marv.
Was it super scandalous when Jimmy the Greek was on TV at the time?
No, because I think it was sort of a novelty. I think it was fun. And nobody else was doing that. But I didn't look at it and go, I never placed a bet based off Jimmy the Greek. And I used to watch the CBS, the pregame show. It was just more of a, oh, that's interesting. Jimmy the Greek thinks they have better special teams and a better quarterback and better defense, and that's why he's going to bet on them. I never, ever used that information. Maybe I should have, but, Jimmy the Greek, nah. Jason in Sacramento. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Just want to comment. This Shohei story cuts a little deep for me. I've got a 10-month-old that I named Shohei. And my wife's half Japanese.
Wow.
Rhymes with my last name. We thought to ourselves, hey, this guy will never be involved in a scandal, right? So let's go ahead and name him Shohei. And lo and behold, here we are. Phone's blown up. And yeah, so at least his dad's a degenerate gambler, too. So,
well, maybe you could go with his middle name if you wanted to.
Patrick is his middle name. Okay. So.
There you go. There's no scandal involved in that. But thank you, Jason. Yeah, I always caution people when they say, oh, I'm going to name this baby after, you know. Somebody said, oh, I named my baby after Lawrence Taylor. And I go, okay. And so it was Lawrence Taylor and then the last name.
Oh,
so,
that's fun.
So they called the kid LT. And I remember talking to him, and I go, wait, you did what? He goes, yeah, I'm a big Giants fan, LT blank. And I go, okay. He goes, what kind of guy is he? I go, I wouldn't be naming my child after him. He's a remarkable football player. And the fact that he threatened to kick my butt one time. Other than that, good luck. Let's see. Oh, do we have an update on the Dodgers and the Padres?
This game, this is unbelievable. San Diego Padres up 15-11 on the Dodgers, top of the ninth.
Okay.
It's a festival of friends.
Wow. And it's a light show over there. The Padres just hit a home run, and then the lights go out, and then they come back on. And
yeah, they drop the lights on the field for like 10 seconds, and then the stands go kind of crazy.
It is fun. I have to admit, it is fun watching baseball there and how they celebrate baseball. And don't get me started again on baseball opening up in Seoul, South Korea. I had friends who go, man, what's wrong with you? I go, nothing. I don't know. It's just something that's sacred to me. I grew up in Cincinnati. Cincinnati used to have the first game of the season every single year. Afternoon game. Well, it doesn't exist anymore. I don't know. Just a little territorial when it comes to that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to more phone calls. We'll check in with somebody who was at Caleb Williams' pro day yesterday. Not everybody was thrilled with his pro day, which is interesting, and more on the Shohei Ohtani investigation. A lot coming up. We'll get to your phone calls after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
A switch on the Big Sky Defensive Player of the Year, Ford. Moten with 5 on the right wing, Euro. Right mid-post right, floater force. No! Smith on the two-hand follow. Stuffs it home. Grambling by 4. Inside a minute to go in OT.
That's courtesy of Westwood One Radio. Grambling rallied from 14 down to beat Montana State. Third time this season the Tigers have overcome a double-digit deficit to pick up the victory. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. And job seekers, you don't have to pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. Yes, Paul?
Marv and I were discussing this. If you're the one good thing about the play-in games or the first round, the first four, whatever you call it, if you're working at a small school and you're a coach at Grambling State and you have some type of bonus tied into your contract of winning an NCAA tournament game,
yeah,
it'd be much better to go into the tournament in the play-in round than to be a 16 or 15 seed playing a heavyweight right off the bat.
Yeah, you're guaranteed a unit. And by that, that means you get $1 million, and that'll be spread out, I think, over 5 or 6 years. So it can really help a smaller school. But they didn't used to give you a unit, that's what they call it, if you won your play-in game. Now they do that. And then Wagner, first ever NCAA tournament win. I know it doesn't sound like it's real, the real tournament win, but it does count for them. And I think that's a great thing. All right, some more phone calls here. Patrick in Vegas. Hi, Patrick. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Great.
First time, long time.
Yep.
5'11", 230. Very soft.
Soft.
Hey, so this NCAA tournament thing and the NIT thing, you can't get anybody to go in the NIT. The NCAA wants to expand for the money. Why not keep the tournaments as is? They both play out. You got the Sweet 16, and we're talking March Madness now. You got the Sweet 16, and then over in the NIT, they might have to change the structure of play, but now you got the Salty 16. Once you get down to 8 in each conference, you re-bracket. Now you got the Super 16. You play the tournament out. You got all those guys that were upset because they got...
No, I can't honor the NIT, and you know, all of a sudden now you're playing the NCAA tournament. No, I can't do that. And it's just a headache there. I got the Salty 16 and the Sweet 16. I mean, I like that you gave it some thought there. The NIT, you're in the NIT for a reason. I can't let you, hey, you didn't make it, but now we're going to let you back in. You're going to have schools who go, hey, I'll play in the NIT. I got a better chance of getting into the Sweet 16 or the Salty 16, and then I get to play. No, we shouldn't even be thinking about this. Aaron in Fort Wayne. Hi, Aaron. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Happy tournament Thursday. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to point out many of the coaches that, you know, are saying they want to expand the tournament, especially if you're a coach at Bowling Green or wherever, you get a big bonus, whether it's $10,000, $20,000 to get in the tournament. So, of course, those coaches definitely have incentives to want that to happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, you know, Jim Boeheim's not coaching anymore. And Jim Boeheim said, hey, I'm all for 96. Mike Krzyzewski's not coaching anymore. And he said, no, don't expand it. I understand if you're, you know, the coach at a smaller school and maybe a better opportunity here. But that's not reason enough for me to go, yeah, okay, let's help out the little guy. Sam in Des Moines. Hi, Sam. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, boys, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
64185. So, Fritzy or Steve, I can't remember. It was one of you that said that the tournament is universally loved, even by non-sports fans. I was having coffee with my mom this morning, turned on the show. Can't wait for this weekend about sports. She is so pumped for the next 4 days. I hope you guys are, too. Wanted to talk about this tournament expansion thing really quickly. If you watched the UVA-CSU game the other night, there's something really special about being one of the 68 teams. Let's face it, UVA should not have been in the tournament. I think if you expand to 96, you're going to see a lot more games that look like that. Bleed black and gold. The Hawkeyes should not be in the tournament. If you expanded, they would be. Boys, enjoy the weekend. One of the best weeks of the year. And come back to Des Moines sometime. I'll meet you at the High Life Lounge for a beer.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, everybody in the family fills out a bracket, even if you don't know. And then you'll get people who don't know anything about basketball, and then they'll say, yeah, I had that upset. Well, it happens. Sometimes the more you know, the less you know when it comes to filling out your bracket. And I have a love-hate relationship with my bracket. Like, I love March Madness, the thought of filling out a bracket, and then I fill out the bracket, and then I'm angry. Like, my penmanship gets worse as I start to go deeper into the brackets there. Like, Bob in Fort Myers. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, there's something sacred, about the tournament, and I'm mostly against expansion, but 64 seems to be a good number, and there's always three or four teams that are left out that are deserving but less deserving than others. How about just playing games for those four other teams, three other teams, and every year it's a different number. Just have those teams play in. Have a good day. Thanks for
taking it. All right. Well, thank you, Bob. Yeah, there's a lot of scenarios here, a lot of suggestions, but I don't know if it matters to the NCAA. I think they have a number. The question is, when do they enact it? Will it be this next year, or will it be the year after that? I mean, look at the college football playoffs. We didn't even get to 12 yet officially. Now we're already going to 14. That didn't take long. Caleb Williams had his pro day yesterday. Keenan Allen, who is the Bears wide receiver that they just picked up, he showed up in support of Caleb Williams, if he happens to be drafted by the Bears. Not everybody was thrilled. First of all, I don't take anything out of a pro day. I couldn't care less. Everybody was on social media like, did you see Caleb Williams throw it 70 yards? Yeah. I'm assuming most quarterbacks can throw it at least 60, 65, right? How many times are you going to be throwing it 70 yards? You're 22 years of age. I'm assuming you can throw it. Heck, what was it last year where I threw it 50 yards to prove John Calipari said no, I could do it. We went out in the parking lot. I said, my arm may fall off, but I'll throw it 50 yards. 70 yards? Nobody's rushing you? You're in shorts in the sunshine? That's not impressive. How often are you going to be throwing a 70-yard pass? Like at the beginning of the end of the first half and the end of the game? Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, they showed this clip and Caleb Williams hits the receiver in stride at like the 71-yard mark.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a play call for that. You know, like Tyreek Hill, he catches it on a bomb. Let's say Tyreek Hill, the deep threat. It's 40, 45 yards in stride.
He makes it 70.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah, the pass is 45. I'm curious, the receivers that you work out with, how good are they? A lot of times you'll have guys that, Quinn Ewers at Texas had sort of a pro day, but it was really for the receivers that he had because Quinn is coming back and he's the leading candidate for the Heisman.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.